Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dave Rabbit's Wrath of the Moment, which allows me to get things off of my chest that really either just piss me off or things that I see or hear about. And when I do, I pause and say, what the fuck is this about? Okay, here's my rant of the moment. These goddamn companies that are in the airports, in the secure areas, such as liquor stores and perfume companies, and sell shit to passengers knowing full well that they can't get on the fucking plane with them because of the new goddamn you can't carry liquids on carry-on thing that is happening worldwide now. Example, my wife and I have just got back from a trip from Cozumel, Mexico. We go through the security, we go through the anal probe, we go through the metal detector thing, and then we get into the airport thing, and as the plane is boarding, we sit there and we look in front of us, and there's a couple of passengers that have these little sacks. They're from like these duty-free, liquor stores. And, you know, I looked at my wife and I said, you know, what's going on here? They make it take them out of the sack, and they have it sitting up here on this little table that the security people have. And I'm going, well, what are they doing, you know? Because the seal's still on there. I mean, you know it's liquor. It came from a duty-free place, and you know it's liquor there, right? They take the liquor from this guy that's like three or four people in front of us. And I say to my wife, I said, you know, well, shit, they must be actually confiscating his liquor. And I'm going, that doesn't make any damn sense. How fair is that? You know? And so then another guy that's right in front of us, he has like three bottles of Chivas Regal, you know, at $35 a pop. These little, you know, really nice looking decanter bottles kind of thing. And I mean, he had over $100. He had to leave them sitting there on the security counter as we're boarding the plane because they wouldn't allow liquor of any kind because it was liquid on the plane. Okay, we get on the plane, people are bitching and moaning and raising hell and stuff. And then when we arrive in Dallas at DFW International, we're sitting there waiting for our luggage, and one of the guys talk about, you know, the experience of the no liquor on board thing. So I go over and just chat with the guy. I said, you know, well, yeah, what was the deal with all that? He says, well, you know what really pissed me off is the fact that I saw these other guys, them confiscating their liquor. I had just bought mine. I bought like $100 worth of, you know, Crown Royal or whatever it was. And I took it back. I still had my receipt. Nothing was touched. Nothing was unopened. I went back to the duty-free liquor place and said, hey, they're not allowing us to take this on the plane. And the fucking guy says, hey, man, all sales are final. And he points to a fucking sign. It says, really in big letters, all sales are final. And I said, wait a minute, that's not fucking fair. You know, you fucking guys knew they weren't going to allow me to take it off the to put it on the fucking plane, you know? And there was no way I could put it in checked baggage because I was already in the really secure area. So you fucking guys knew when you sold me the fucking liquor that I couldn't take it on the fucking plane. And he said the Mexican just pointed to the sign and said, no refunds. Well, he was fucking mad. He was furious as hell. You know, it wasn't a matter that, he just didn't have to think about this no liquid on the plane bullshit. So he told me this, and as I'm driving home back to our home, I'm getting pissed. I'm getting madder in hell. Because I'm thinking, well, fuck, if that's happening in Cozumel, Mexico, it may be happening in other places around the world, too. And I need to let my fucking listeners know about this goddamn bullshit, this bullshit thing where they're fucking with tourists and trying to bring a screeching halt to this goddamn bullshit. And so that's my rant. These fucking guys that know goddamn well that you can't take cologne, that you can't take liquor on board the fucking plane, and sitting there and selling you hundreds of dollars worth of shit because of the big fucking savings that you're gonna have before you get back to the United States, but the catch is you can't take it to the fucking plane with you. Now, the second part of this rant is, I know those son of a bitches, when we left Mexico, went back and gave the fucking bottles back to these assholes in the duty-free shops, and then they gave them $10 or whatever, you know, and it's a fucking scam deal. Now, I know that's the way it works in Mexico, because I know how fucking Mexico works, and it may be that way other places around the world. But I want you to fucking email me at Dave Rabbit at Radio First Termer V as in Victor, N as in Nancy. And I want to know if that's happening in your country. That's my rant of the moment. I hope you enjoyed this little trip inside the mind of Dave Rabbit. But as I say, people's thoughts and ideas are just like assholes, and every one of us has one. This one just happens to be mine. For more fun audio and video, visit my homepage at www.radiofirstherbert.com.v as in Victor, N as in Nancy. And my official podcast network home of www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, or until someone else pisses me off, this is Dave Rabbit. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace. Oh,